You know, we decided we had to go have a look-see for ourselves at, you know, what was going on in the rest of the country. So, some crazy travel arrangements, but Ivy and I and the kids were able to make it out of, Michigan and made it all the way to Montana. Spent some time throughout the areas of Whitefish, Kalispell, Big Fork, all of those areas. And really had a terrific time last week seeing America act normally. And what I mean by that is, like, a week ago, the first restaurant we went into, more than a week ago, I guess, you walk into the first restaurant, you look around and go, well, the place is pretty full. They had some distancing of the tables and so forth. And, but the staff, no mask, not the bartenders, not the wait staff, and the patrons were all acting normally as well. Do we have Ivy with us? All right, we're going to get to her in a minute. We'll wait for that in just a second because I want to talk to Ivy about that when we get to it. But I want to tell you that if you didn't hear the stories, it was absolutely terrific to see the best of America and to see people acting normally, not scared, not shunning people. And you know what I'm talking about when you walk into a store now and everybody, you're walking, you look at me, you see somebody, oh, you try to get away from them. Too close. We're within 6 feet. Stop it. You know, stop acting so paranoid all the time and stop behaving as if the next person coming down the aisle is somehow going to be a death sentence to you or to whatever. I don't mind if you wear a mask. I don't. If that's what you choose to do, that's you. I choose not to. I don't think that it has any real value. I'm not alone in that. Anthony Fauci felt the same way. Dr. Russell Blaylock, a retired neurosurgeon who has studied this for the past many weeks and months, also feels the same way when it comes to the studies of masks. In fact, he says N95 masks might be worse for you than any other kind because it gets the, if you were happen to get the virus in there, it would continue to recirculate the virus inside your mask without letting it escape. You've got that going on. So the whole trek across America, some notable things. Chicago's O'Hare Airport, once the busiest in the world, still might be the filthiest in the world, was basically empty. Almost spooky to go through Chicago O'Hare and just to see a spattering of people. In fact, coming from the parking garage, we were one of only a few cars, and when we landed and came back, ours was the only vehicle that I could see on an entire level of a parking garage in Chicago. I guess what I'm saying is maybe now is a good time to fly. Prices are still cheap. You can get out to all sorts of great places for great prices. Fly round trip. Hey, just go for the weekend if it's that cheap, right? Go see something great. Go see Yellowstone National Park. Go see Glacier National Park. Go to the Grand Canyon. So that was one thing that was very telling. Salt Lake City, about half full, I guess. So we went, and the reason is flights were canceled on us unexpectedly, so we had to drive to Chicago to O'Hare to catch our flights out west and then to come back as a much longer drive for us. But it was a lot better than not going. But again, I'm telling you this, and I said this some time ago. By this time next year, by spring of 2021, these giant cruise ship lines are not going out of business. Some of them are not going out of business, and they're going to make those cruises cheap. If that's what you're into, go get yourself a cheap cruise. Enjoy yourself. Take the time and have a good time with it. That's what I would suggest. Airline tickets are dirt cheap. Cruise tickets would be cheap and a chance to take the family on vacation for a great price. And those cruise ships will be so clean. I mean, they will be so incredibly clean, it'll be completely safe. I thought the planes, I mean, they kept coming through and wiping down everything in the plane. Everything was completely safe, and I had no concerns whatsoever. Did Ivy make it there? I don't know what happened. A little technical issue with Ivy this morning, and so it is. But now is a good time to plan your vacation for later this year. For next year, Get on the books now. Save yourself tons of money. You'll help the economy. You'll be happy. You'll have a good time. And if you do what we did, you're going to go to a place that you feel normal. And that was the most beautiful thing about the trip we took, feeling completely normal by the time we got there. People weren't acting weird. People didn't have masks on. People weren't being paranoid of each other. They're just going about their business. And
yes.
I think we need that. I think we really need that feeling of normalcy in our lives right now. After all we've been through, all these people locked in their houses for all this time, some still are, some still scared of it. I think that we need this big push towards normalcy. And so, that's my takeaway today. Find something normal. Embrace it. Go do it. Go find a state park, a national park, a lakeshore. I don't care what it is. If you want to wear a mask, that's fine. You want to say, but get outside. Take the family. Book next year's vacation. That's my advice to you. Coming up in hour number three here on the program, we're going to have Dr. John Lott, Dawn Haddad will be here, and Phil Kirpin, the president of American Commitment. And he's going to talk to us about this Blue State nursing home fiasco, which includes New York, New Jersey, Michigan. Yeah, in fact, five states ordered COVID-19. Ordered COVID-19 patients into nursing homes. And as a result, thousands of people lost their lives. We're going to talk about that coming up here in hour number three. So don't go anywhere. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You're in the No Panic Zone. This is the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Also, yellowgrade.com. Don't forget that. Yellowgrade.com. A great new resource for you to find news in a whole different way and grade the source. It's a quick break on a Tuesday. Gotta give me, 'cause I can get the best of this. I got room to move.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.